The NSA is tapping the ocean cables that connect different countries as these act as centralized choke points that have huge amounts of information. This has undeniable relevance to people who are using multi-hop WireGuard as you think you're moving from country to country and evading everybody, when in reality you're moving through the same NSA ocean cables in a linear fashion that makes it easy to trace the packets right back to you. I'm Shadow Rebel, and in this episode of Simplified Privacy, we're going to talk about what you can do about this situation. Some people don't want to believe this kind of stuff, but it actually goes back to the Cold War. Congress authorized $2 billion to the NSA to equip boats with the technology to be able to go down and tap certain ocean lines that they believed would have Russian information. However, this practice continues today. We know a huge amount about it from Edward Snowden's leaks, where he leaked information that not just the United States government, but also the UK and other organizations are tapping these ocean cables. And what they're doing is they're collecting all the information going through it, aggregating this together. And this is actually a huge amount of information due to the centralization of the internet. So these ocean cables, they're connecting, for example, the east coast of the United States to Europe, and there are other cables that connect the west coast of the US to places in Asia. There are only a few cables, though, that connect these huge continents, and so huge amounts of information is going through them, and they provide these centralized choke points to be monitored. Although the NSA does not have legal authority to request data from every country around the world, they may be able to, in jurisdictions they don't, tap the ocean cables around that country to get information about Americans going there or what those people are exiting and doing. Now, if it's not a VPN, then obviously this is very revealing. But if it is using a VPN, there still are implications for this. So to understand this a little better, let's understand how the basic structure of the internet works. So when you buy internet service, you're paying the provider. But where does the provider get the service? Do they pay for it? Data centers are linked together, and often they'll do what's called peering. And under peering, nobody's really paying each other. They just go, oh, well, I would benefit if I was connected to you. You would benefit if you were connected to me. So let's share the internet with each other. So these peering centers are often referred to as the backbone. The backbone is the largest peering centers where the majority of these hubs of information come together. And each country has their own words for these things and their own cities that they're in. Now, here's the thing. Doing some of the surveillance that the NSA is doing is not legal, so they want to avoid situations where they're in mass giving these court orders and in mass telling everybody and their mother that they're engaged in certain types of monitoring. And so the way around this is if they can get with one huge provider in a peering center, then everybody that that company is peering with would also fall under that umbrella of surveillance. And so an example of this would be in 2018, The Intercept published an article on how the NSA was using AT&T centers to get everything seeding with AT&T through these giant hubs that basically almost all traffic is flowing through. And so the question then becomes, well, how do you even avoid this, right? If it's all of this traffic. Our strategy first focuses on underdog providers. These are the smallest data centers that only operate in a single country. And with these, we're trying to avoid linear WireGuard. Most VPNs use what I call linear WireGuard. And what this means is that the data packets remain the same size, completely unaltered, as it hops from country to country, creating a linear path to trace the route as it moves across different countries' ocean cables. Another thing you don't want to do is to cross the ocean cables alone. So what this means is some people go, oh, well, Switzerland is really private. And so let's say you live in the United States. They go, oh, well, I'm going to cross the ocean cable by myself and then just go to Switzerland. And then from there, I'll do stuff. The problem with this is that very often the data packets will not stay in the European Union, but they might go back to the United States because a website is hosted there. So then you'd be with the same size data packet moving alone across the ocean cable, only to move right back, but this time encrypted from Switzerland. And this makes it much easier to identify you. So here at Simplified Privacy, our strategy is to use a dual layer approach. And what this means is first you'd have a regular system-wide VPN, whether it's through us or a competitor, or it could be on your router. Whatever the situation is, you want to choose for the layer one a location that's close to you to avoid having long distances when you're alone. Then, the second layer is these isolated browser-only fingerprints. Not only does this system isolate the browser fingerprint, providing all of these different identities as we've went over many times before, but on top of that, another advantage of having this dual system approach is that each of these isolated countries is going off and crossing the ocean cables in a unique way. And so what this means is that the ocean cables are seeing a different packet size come in than what your home internet service provider is seeing. So let's use the example of you live near Ohio. So you would be going from Ohio on the layer one, and then from there, it's hitting up all these more free jurisdictions on the layer two. So you might be going to Iceland and Malaysia. And what this is doing is Iceland and Malaysia are each having their own packet size. And when it comes in, your connection from your house to Ohio is different than what is from Ohio to Iceland and Ohio to Malaysia. And so this is throwing off these systems that are attempting to track you as you go around the world. Now, some people, when they hear about this, they might feel sort of overwhelmed, like, hey, isn't this sort of too much for me? Do I really need this level of privacy or complexity? But the thing is, we put in the work so that you do not have to. So we've made this so seamless and effortless to just immediately pay for something with a dollar of cryptocurrency right there in the app and just hit a button. Now, before we wrap this up, in this episode, I do want to talk about how our system compares to the Tor network. In the next episode, I'll talk about how this compares to something like Molvad. So, the thing with the Tor network that I dislike is that they're completely indifferent to physical locations. And by this, I mean it just hops around randomly, even if that's a much farther distance, and even if you're recrossing the same ocean cables over and over again. So, for example, your Tor hops might go from the United States to Germany, and then back across those same ocean cables back to the United States. If these packet sizes are the exact same thing in a linear fashion, are you really that much better off going to a less free jurisdiction? And so the Tor network is not only having this ocean cable issue, but it's also slower because they are indifferent to where it is that you're going. This is why I love Simplified Privacy's approach, because not only are you getting the speed of moving through the physical infrastructure as the physical infrastructure's distance is farther away, but as it splits up, it creates problems for those who are trying to surveil you. I'm Shadow Rebel, and this is Simplified Privacy.